This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Right now, you're listening to The Morning Run. Melissa, Joyce and Chuang here as we take a look at what's happening in global markets. So the markets are awash with blood, metaphorically speaking. Both the Dow and the S&P have wiped out their gains for 2018. And the question on everyone's lips right now is, will the rout begin to affect policy at the Federal Reserve to arrest the declines? So to help this answer this question, we have joining us on the line Vishnu Varathan, Head of Economics and Strategy at Mizuho Bank in Singapore. Vishnu, always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for joining us today. Do you think that the markets dipping into bear market territory will compel the Fed to change its course on future hikes?
Well, the suspicion is that it will start weighing on their decision a little bit more. And I think the signs are that they do take it into consideration when undertaking any policy decision. But as of now, and from all the Fed comments that we've seen, the sense is that they are cautious about it, but they think that the current policy of fairly gradual rate hikes in the context of the evidence of economic recovery continuing allows them to hike at this current pace of 25 basis points a quarter. So there's not going to be any abrupt change in the way they're conducting policy right now. The real question is whether when this this sell-off, if it extends further, whether next year they are going to change course a little more distinctly.
Well, Vishnu, the fear gauge or the VIX is somewhere around 24, well above its long-term average of about 16. So does that make buying the dip a suicide mission? Because it worked in the past.
The thing about buying a dip, I think we'll have to fall back on two factors. The first is determining whether it is a case of catching falling knives and whether what we termed as the dip was just the tip of the iceberg. So that I think, the other way to look at it is to see what your pain threshold is. Can you stomach a further fall or not? And also, the other aspect to it, which is a slightly more boring aspect, is to look at the fundamentals and the risk factors around it. And if you think that the fundamentals and the risk factors are not fading that quickly, then it may be premature. I mean, as a tactical position, one might want to get into it, but one needs to stay very nimble because the underlying fundamentals may not change.
So what do you reckon, Vishnu? Do you think the knives will continue to fall? Do you think the sell-off could extend?
I think tonight the knives will fall on the turkey at the dinner table. That's for the US
Happy
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving. But beyond that, there's every risk that it will. I mean, for one, we think oil markets will remain very volatile because of the very complex geopolitics between U.S. and Saudi. And we already know that the U.S. Congress is going to pursue Saudi's accountability around the Khashoggi killings, which is going to make it a very interesting market to watch. And always, geopolitics is going to be difficult to quantify. And so markets will tend to swing a little bit on both sides, getting too much relief or getting too fearful. Mm-hmm. So the overall sense is that as the Fed continues to tighten liquidity, I think one of the other things you're watching is the year-end liquidity squeeze could be quite acute as well. And I think that is the other risk that we're watching going into this year. So it is a case of a little bit more pain, even if it's not a big saber that's going to fall in markets.
Vishnu, how much of this fear factor exemplified by the VIX index is attributed to the sell-off in tech stocks? We've seen Facebook plunge by, 6%? We've seen poor iPhone orders drive Apple stock down. We've seen various antitrust cases taken against three big American chipmakers. Obviously, there's a lot of fundamental reasons why there's a fear factor in American share markets today. I want to get your response in terms of this liquidity squeeze. Where is the money going to go? Are they going to be holding cash, or what's the strategy going into the December year-end?
I think going into December year-end, traditionally, and after a big sell-off, I think markets, some part of the markets will be a little bit more optimistic, waiting for the so-called, the December rally and hoping that comes through. And as to the question of liquidity, for the first time in a decade, what's going to happen is the liquidity is actually going to go back to the central banks. So it's not going to remain in the market, so to speak, to be moved around from one end to the other, even under the mattress whereas it's going to go back into the central banks because the ECB has you know really clamped down and the Fed is reducing. So liquidity will become tighter. There will, of course, be spots of opportunity. And you're right, there are a lot of idiosyncratic risks. Some have to do with particular sectors or companies, but there's also an aspect of tit for tat, US-China geopolitics in the tech sector that's also playing out amongst bigger issues. The real sense behind it is that the VIX is but one barometer of fear, and it focuses a lot on the US markets. Whereas I think EM markets face a bigger risk, and you know the danger is that the VIX does not sufficiently pick up the EM market risk.
Mm. Well, Vishnu, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for sharing your insights and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
That was Vishnu Bharathan, Head of Economics and Strategy at Mizuho Bank. Now, after this, we're going to turn our attention to what's happening in the local corporate scene. And we're going to take a look at a range of corruption-related stories that have hit the papers this morning. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.